When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcome to now. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Sunday, June 13th. And yesterday, if you didn't get a chance to listen, we talked to Richard Montañez. He is the guy who wrote this book called Flamin' Hot, The Incredible True Story of One Man's Rise from Janitor to Top Executive. In this part of our interview, we are going to hear about how this guy created Flamin' Hot Cheetos in a secret test kitchen. Pretty amazing. So check it out. And I know that you'll find the story pretty engaging. All right, here we go. Part two, Flamin' Hot.
You know, I started seeing these videos from PepsiCo because that was the communication, right? There was no email. There's videos, and the videos were always inspiring. And it's Mr. Enrico talking about, you know, the company's not doing too good. And he says, I need your help. We can't do it without you. So he goes, I'm giving you permission to act like an owner. And that just stunned me. Most people don't understand that, but you know, I grew up when corporate America was a command and control. I command, I control. I didn't hire you to think. I hired you to do what I tell you to do. So there was always that wall between supervisors and frontline workers. And here was Roger was trying to tear down that wall. And I was like, wow. I went home and I told Judy, hey, you saw this video. You know, the new CEO said, act like an owner. And she said, well, then act like an owner. Next to the building was a sales office, and I went and I found me a salesperson. Just randomly walked up and I said, hey, can I go with you on my day off? I'll do all your work. I just want you to teach me the business, the job. And he looked at me like, heck yeah, you can come on your vacation if you want. Free labor? So he said, meet me at 5 o'clock in the morning. I got there at 5 on my first day off. He taught me how to pull an order. He taught me how to load the truck up so that we could, you know, maximize our space. And then he taught me how to, run the route so that we could minimize our fuel. Then when we got to the store, he taught me how to merchandise the product. And then about the third store, there it was. And I always, you know, I write in my book, and one of my favorite quotes of my own is that all you need is one revelation to create a revolution. So I was loading it up, and then I looked, and there it was. And I looked at him, and I realized he couldn't see it. And I understand now he couldn't see it because he was an expert. So I tell people, don't become such an expert that you can't see things anymore. So the question is, well, what did you see, Richard? Well, I saw the spice rack. I saw a bunch of spices. I saw chilies. I saw, you know, people buying all this. And it was right there, like across from the Lay's rack. I said, there it is. And I looked at our product and I'm just like, you know, Lay's, Ruffles and Fritos, and maybe sour cream. I'm looking all the way down. I'm like, there's nothing here for Latinos or in general, anybody who loves spices. Everybody loves spices. It's not just Latinos. So that was my first revelation. I remember I went home and I told Judy, hey, Judy, I got this idea. We're gonna take your salsa and put it on a chip. And she said, what chip? I'm like, I don't know. I really didn't know.
When you have an idea like that in an organization like Pepsi, Frito-Lay, was there an openness to an idea can come from anywhere? We've always heard that story of, you know, the post-it note came from somebody in a brainstorming session. Like, or was it, you know, what do you know, mister? Like, how was it received when you came up with that idea?
It wasn't. Even in today's world, I think it's still difficult for people. But in those days, it was, stay in your own lane. Mind your own business.
Right. How did you push it forward from there?
People knew that I was a hard worker and I was doing everything. So I had a few people on my side, managers, you know, giving me the insights behind closed doors. Well, this time my wife's working at Target. She got a job at Target warehouse. So, you know, we made up a few batches. You know, I knew enough because of the plant of how to do it. She took some to her work and I took some, you know, to my work and let people try them. And she came back and said, hey, everybody at Target loved them, you know, on the break. And, you know, we did that for a few days. They were telling her he needs to call the CEO. So she said, Richard, call the CEO. Yeah, make the phone call. His executive assistant, you know, she answered the phone and, you know, she knows everybody. Doesn't recognize the name Richard Montanez. Where do you work? And I said, I work in California. And she's like, oh, okay, you run California? And I said, no, I work in Southern California. You run something? No, I work in the Rancho Cucamonga plant. And she's like, oh, you're the plant director? No, are you the plant manager? No, what are you, guy? I'm on the line. I mop, I clean, you know. She's like, oh, and I told her what had happened. And I even asked her, what do you think I should do? She said, you need to talk to Roger. You know, and then I just said, you know, hey, I saw your video and I came up with these flavors, you know, and he says, okay, I'm going to come down there. And I remember I hung up the phone. I was like, wow, I can't believe it. Thing that happened immediately after the phone call, by the time the plant manager got it, you know, he came up and, you know, kind of laid into me and said, you know, why'd you do that? Who do you think you are? And then he left and he said, you're doing the presentation. I'm thinking, I'm doing a presentation? I've never even done homework. So I go home and Judy could see that I'm really upset. And she goes, what's the matter? I go, I'm going to get fired. And she said, why? I said, because you told me to call the CEO and now I'm in trouble. She told me, calm down. It's not that bad. And as ridiculous as it may sound, we went to the library and we checked out a book. Remember, there's no Google. We checked out a book on how to develop a marketing strategy. We literally copied three paragraphs. Didn't know what they meant, but they sounded good. I said, I'll just go with this. You know, we put them on transparencies.
So you made the presentation. It went well. Now, here's what I want to know. How did it feel to find out that Eva Longoria was interested in your story? How did that happen?
I met, my executive producer, which is the Reverend Sam Rodriguez, you know, very influential person. And he introduced me to Devon Franklin, who he was a movie producer. He worked with Will Smith for like 20 years with Will Smith. So he knew the business in and out. He worked on some of the biggest movies ever. He arranged a meeting and Devon said, I've never seen anything like this. I was like, wow, you know, okay. To my amazement, there was a bidding war for the rights. We met with everybody. We met MGM, Paramount, Netflix. When it came down to, you know, who do I pick? Cause it's my story. And I signed with Fox. And there was other people that outbidded Fox. But again, it was never about the money. I wasn't trying to get rich. I know how to work. So I went with Fox Searchlight because I love how big they were on diversity. Some of the other ones, I won't mention, they just saw a great story. But this company, they got it. We became like family. This is who I'm going to go with. I signed with them. And then when it came down to look for a director, Eva's name pops in. And she gave a presentation that just blew everybody away.
Really?
Oh, my God. Me and my wife were just in chills. You know, she is, I mean, you see her as an actress and an advocate. That day I saw her as a CEO, a chief marketing officer, the top of the top. And what was crazy, she had the same visions that I had. That's when I knew this has to be done by her. It's her first one, but she has the vision. You know, it's about the stories. It's not even really about Hot Cheetos. It's about, you know, overcoming obstacles.
It's a biography. It's like it is a celebration of your life and where you came from. And it's as you we started this interview and you said, all I know is my story and my life. And you found the person who can take your story and put it on film and do it justice. So, I mean, I think it's amazing. I am very much looking forward to seeing what that depiction looks like. You are inspiring, encouraging, and you remind us all that, you know what? Yeah, the little guy can rise up too. Well, thanks for listening today. We really appreciate it. And of course, if you've got a financial question, don't hesitate. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. That's askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you're on our website, jillonmoney.com, hit the contact button and we will get your message. Don't forget to tell us if you will come on the air live. We would love to have you. Do something nice for someone else today. It'll make that person feel better. It will make you feel better. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.